Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork, One and Other. The date today is the 23rd of August 2009 and the time is 4:15 p.m. Can I please ask you to say your name, your age and where you come from?
My name's Arthur, I'm 18 and I'm from London.
Can you say your full name please?
Arthur Farouk.
Okay, and how are you today?
I'm alright, but it's just getting to me that it's actually quite real.
And what was it that motivated you to put yourself forwards for this?
The reason is because I was involved in the Fourth Plinth Conference beforehand and we got to meet the artists shortlisted. So I got to meet Anthony Gormley and all of the others. And this was one of my favourites from the shortlisted. So when I found out that he actually won, it was just like, that's it now, I have to go on it. And it's kind of like, it's a nice outcome to actually come from all the shortlisted artists just to actually end up on the plinth myself.
Yeah. In what way were you involved in the Fourth Plinth beforehand?
There was a conference and I'm part of this architectural youth forum and then we were working with some other people about the Fourth Plinth and stuff, and then you know we developed questions to ask the artists and then we went along to the actual conference that they had, so it was just kind of like that really.
What's the architectural youth forum?
It's called the Architecture Crew and it's the first architectural youth forum in the UK, so it's based in Newham, London Borough, which is full of regenerations and stuff. So so as a member of that, that's why we went along and stuff. So even though it's architectural and stuff, you know, it's not just buildings and blocks. It's public art and whatnot.
And what does being a member of that involve?
A whole range of different projects, from just like working with different artists to doing projects like we worked on the art on the underground, different things like that. So to arranging our own events, helping out with other events like the Cultural Olympiad and stuff. So yeah.
And how come you've got involved in that?
3-4 years ago, I was interested in interior design, even though I'm not going into that field no more. So I saw it in my local magazine. I was just like, hey, you've got to get involved. But I've got to say, I've developed as a person by being involved in that for so long.
Fantastic. How do you think you've developed as a person?
I've gone from a very quiet, shy person to quite the opposite. I'm very confident now and it's just like, you know, you can throw anything my way and I'll do it kind of thing. So it's just like, I'm going from one extreme to the other.
And today you're going to be standing on the Fourth Plinth.
Yeah.
How did you decide how to use your hour on the plinth?
I'm quite passionate about Palestine, Gaza, things that are unfair, and it just came into my head and I thought, why not build a wall to represent the wall of Gaza? Then water balloons came to my head to represent real bombs, but unfortunately the water balloons aren't going as planned, so I can't really do that no more, but I have sweets and stuff to throw at people to keep them interested in what I've got to say and stuff. So I've got facts, figures to read out, but also just to also my own personal opinion on things like what's happening and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And can you say a little bit about what's happening in Palestine at the moment?
At the moment, it's just, it was quite in the media back in December, January, when with the whole air raids thing, and you know, and it was like, it was really big, but all of a sudden it's out of the media and everyone's forgot about it, but at the same time, there are still people that are homeless, there's still people that aren't getting aid, you know. It's still such a small area full of so many people that people should really be aware of what's happening, even though it's not, you know, on TV.
Mm. And why are you passionate about this particular issue?
In all honesty, I don't know, it's just one of those things where you see it so much on the TV, like when it is on the TV and then you actually see on the internet, whatever, children dying, full of, you know, injured, blood, and it's just kind of like, imagine if it was your family, and it's just kind of like, at the end of the day, they're human beings, and it's like, I may be in the UK and I might be really privileged compared to them, but at the end of the day, we're still the same and we're still equal, so it's like, you know, they're just same people kind of thing.
And this, are there any, could you talk a little bit more about you decided to build a wall?
I just started to simplify it so it's easier for me to carry it on the tube. So I just got like a cardboard box and stuff, stuck a few banners on it,
and that's just easy for me to transport it and put it on the plinth to actually show kind of a divide kind of thing.
And what do the banners say?
The banner says Gaza stop the massacre, and I've been supported by my local Stop the War Neum group, so they've lent me the megaphone and the posters and stuff, so yeah.
And this is something that you're really passionate about.
Yeah.
How does that feature in your life, this interest in politics and justice?
It's funny, it's like, I wish it, like, when I look back at my A-level choices, I wish I took politics, but I didn't. So, and it's just a personal thing. It's just like, I've been involved in a lot of different protests and stuff, and I've started going to them and stuff, even though, you know, I'm quite young, and I'm looking forward to starting university in September and being more involved in things like this, because then I'll have more access. So it's just kind of being part of groups and stuff that's really got me into it.
What are you going to study at university?
Media and communication. So I got my A-level results 2 days ago, so yeah.
Do you want to say your results?
Yeah, I got ABC.
Well done.
Thank you.
How do you feel about achieving that?
I was 4 marks off a B for the C, so I would have liked my ABB, but at least I got into my first choice for university, which is Goldsmiths, which is known to be quite of an active uni when it comes to things like politics and stuff, so I'm quite glad I got into that. Not for, like, it's top for my course, but also the social side is quite good as well, so yeah.
And how are you feeling about starting university?
A bit nervous. I don't know, it's just like I'm excited to meet these new people, but at the same time it's a big jump from college to uni, and it's just the way we're going to be taught through lectures, and it's just like, will I fall asleep? So yeah.
And What else are you passionate about? What else makes you who you are?
Guantanamo, the Iraq War, Afghanistan, kind of things in the Western world that probably gave the Western world a bad name, in a way. So it's just things like, you know, I'm happy to be British, you know, and it's everything about, it makes me, what I've got, the education, etc., is because I'm in this country. So it's not that I hate this country, it's just I can't even say I hate the government, it's just the way it's all run in the end that leads to so much problems in the actual huge world that we live in. So yeah.
Have you had, are your parents quite engaged in this way?
They know about stuff that's happening in the world, but I guess I'm the real active one in the family.
Where do you think it comes from?
I think it's to do with being involved, but it's also to be with, I've always loved debating with people and things like that, you know, always had a debate with someone about something, and then it's just passion kind of kicks off through there, and it's just from that, really.
What are your ambitions?
For future?
Yeah.
I don't know, I mean, hopefully finish my degree, and I really don't know what type of career I want. I want to go into something to do with media communication. Even stuff that you guys do, I'm fascinated by stuff like this. And, you know, I told you about the architecture crew, and now I work for them. So it's like I organise a lot of youth projects. So probably a lot of communication, media type jobs. So maybe PR, maybe advertising, and then hopefully the world will be a better place. But I keep dreaming about that one. Like, yeah.
What kind of experience do you hope to get out of standing on the fourth plinth today?
I hope to speak slowly, because I speak really fast. So, and I hope that nerves really don't get to me, and that I just ignore the crowd and just have fun up there, as well as kind of deliver a course kind of thing. So, yeah.
And you're from London. Have you always lived in London?
Yeah, all my life. So I'm from East London. So that's kind of near the Olympics area and stuff. So I've lived in London all my life, love London, proud to be a Londoner.
And what do you love about London?
Just the busyness, you know, if you take me out of London, if I just go straight, just outside London, I can't do it. I can't wait for the bus for every 40 minutes. I can't, I'm so used to a fast-paced lifestyle, I'm used to the rush and the busyness, and a lot of people complain, and friends from outside of London, they're like, how can you live in London? It's so tiring. It's just like, I can't live anywhere else. It's just me. It makes me who I am.
How would you describe yourself?
I guess I'm quite talkative. I could be quite funny and witty, quite passionate about things, that's for sure, so yeah.
And what experiences do you think have made you the way that you are and the person that you are today?
Being involved in a lot of different projects, youth projects. I mean, you know, with me, it's just, I'm always one for doing more than just my studying. So it's just like in college, being part of the school council, doing this, doing that, organising charity events, and just taking on a lot of responsibility has made me who I am.
And going forwards now, with your life, what's important to you?
At the moment, I guess what's important to me is just to graduate with my good degree when I start it, and just you know, secure something in my life that will help me in the future and stuff.
Can I ask you, do you know much about your family history at all?
Bits and bobs, I guess. I mean, family history, we're from originally from Pakistan, my parents and stuff. My dad's been pretty much nearly all over the world, because but then in the end, his brother and stuff moved here, so then, you know, my mum and my dad moved here and stuff, and we were all pretty much born here. And then, yeah, that's all I know. Yeah.
Do you know what brought them to the UK?
I guess it was just great opportunities and stuff. Though even though, you know, like, my dad's pretty much done manual jobs all his life and stuff, he's always like to me, you know, make sure you get an education and that you don't have to work donkey hours like I have to provide for you, so you guys can provide for your own future families. So it was just probably just like making sure that the children have the opportunity to have better opportunities than they had.
Yeah. And do you know how their experience has been moving to a different country? Did they ever talk about that?
I really don't. I've never really asked, to be honest. Today's is actually their wedding anniversary, so I'm going to wish them a happy wedding anniversary. They're going to be, it's the 24th, it's a shame it's not the 25th, but it's the 24th, so I'm going to wish that from there up there. So they're going to be watching from home.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have an older brother, a little brother, and a little sister. My little sister and my older brother are coming along.
Yeah, brilliant. And are you religious at all? Do you have any beliefs?
I follow the religion of Islam. I'm actually fasting at the moment, so yeah.
How are you finding that?
It's okay, because I'm quite used to it, so it's not a big deal to me. It's just like, oh yeah, there's only another 3-4 hours to go. It doesn't make a big deal, to be honest.
And is your Pakistani heritage important to you? Is that something that you're, part of your...
Oh, not really. I've been brought up here. If anything, for me, it's my religion and just being brought up here. Pakistan, you know, though I have family back there and, you know, I have been back and stuff, and it's nice to go back. But what I don't like going about is the reality has hit me, because over there it's quite tough as well. So, you know, like when I went back to Pakistan, like we took my cousin to the hospital there, and it was a children's hospital, and it was just overpacked, and it was just like, it was hard to see that, and it was just kind of like, you know, what we make, say, I don't know, £8 an hour, that's probably what they make in a whole day. So it's just hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And what does it mean to you personally to be part of one another and to be standing on the fourth plinth today?
Personally, it's part of being history, isn't it? I mean, 20, 30 years down the line, bring my children down to Trafalgar Square and be like, I stood out there. Like, who could say that, really? So, yeah. And also, I took my first steps in Trafalgar Square. The pigeons taught me to walk. So this is actually a picture and a video of me. So it's like running off the pigeon. That's where I took my first step. So I guess Trafalgar Square taught me to walk. So, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.